T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, by the way, I owe you an apology.
Yeah, you do.
I owe you an apology,
about
sir.
About what this time?
I owe you an apology because yesterday you asked me, and we did an impromptu segment of Ask a Jew, and I was talking about Hanukkah and the candles, and you asked me, do you want to rephrase what you asked me?
Yeah, so I asked you, with the menorah Jewish candles, when you leave the house,
yeah,
or when you go to bed at night,
right,
do you put the candles out? And you jumped down my throat immediately, I was assuming you were putting 8 Bed Bath & Beyond candles out on top of your menorah.
8 giant Fraser fir candles.
Yeah.
Like they're, you know, thickly, or, you know, it's all burning down. I laughed at you.
You did.
I condescendingly chortled in your very direction yesterday. And then I realized you don't know that Hanukkah candles are just little itty bitty things. They're not birthday candles. They're a little bigger. They last about 40 minutes or so. You were thinking of like a big, like white taper candle.
Right. Because I've seen those candles before on menorahs and social media.
Yeah, those are probably like official synagogue menorahs, or
it was a rabbi, so that would make sense.
Was it really?
No, I don't know.
You follow a lot of rabbis?
No, I try to avoid them as much as possible.
Hey, that's well, so do I actually. But yes, So the big ones on a Friday night, we're supposed to light those 2 candles, as we are in the middle of another impromptu Ask a Jew segment. If anybody has any, feel free to text them at 312-644-6767.
About circumcisions, where are you guys at on that?
Give me a minute. Let me answer the candle one first. The candles they last several hours. So what used to happen in my house is that you leave them in the sink. If you're leaving the house or if you're going to bed, you put the candlesticks in the sink. You make sure that it's not too close to the cabinets that might be above the sink. That is a dangerous situation. But you let the candles burn all the way down to the sink, because it is theoretically a sin to blow them out.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I feel satisfied with that answer.
I'm
glad that you looked at it a little bit more objectively time instead of just assuming.
I spent a lot of hours shaming myself and feeling bad about the way that I hopped down your throat in that regard. In terms of circumcision,
yeah,
it's a big ask. It's a big, big ask.
I heard it's not that big of an ask.
Well, it depends. If you do it on the 8th day, like you're supposed to, it's actually a very small ask. You're right. It's a horrifying thing to be near. One time, I was an assistant at my nephew's circumcision, where I was what's called a sondek, right? And I was the guy. I held some gauze that was soaked in Manischewitz, and I could put it on his gums as literally the only bit of anesthesia that this 8-day-old boy was allowed as the moil sliced off his foreskin. And he shrieked like an 8-day-old in the worst pain that they will ever experience their entire life. And my sister left the room, but he got through it. And now he's the play-by-play voice of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
Nice.
And I will lord that over him forever. I was at your bris, dude. You know what? I held back. I didn't put the gauze in your mouth right away. I let you feel that pain a little bit before sweet, sweet Manischewitz anesthesia.
I want to talk about Brian Kelly being a bad guy. Man, oh, man.
That was me. No texts of note here for Ask a Jew. I guess that's it. I guess that's the whole segment. We segue comfortably back to Ask a Jew. Don't you think, right? Doesn't that make all the sense in the world? You go right from Team of the Moment to Ask a Jew?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, alternate names for Ask a Jew, by the way. The More Jew Know, which is pretty good.
We can't comment on how good or bad these names are, so just keep going through them.
Okay. Learn Something Jew Every Day.
Again, can't comment okay. one way or another.
I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
Yeah, well, it's because you said it.
Why can't we comment?
I don't know.
Why did Tanny say we can't comment on the Jew
remember,
segment
names? He's the keeper of the dump button. He's the adult.
Well.
He's the adult in the room.
Let's understand the rules. Let's still have fun.
Let's understand what the rules are.
Yes.
Let's do it the right way. Let's still have fun.
Yeah. Okay, so some good questions coming in via text. Is the dreidel game considered gambling? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And my kid, he dominated dreidel two nights ago. And was lording it over me. Got up like, woohoo, feeling good. As he got all the Hanukkah gelt.
What is the what's the dreidel game?
The dreidel game, it's a top. It's a little spinning top.
Yeah, I know that.
And it has four little letters on it, and it mean different things. And you pass out chocolate coins amongst everybody, and you essentially play poker with a spinning top.
Like
a
left, center, right. Or center, left, right, whatever you want to call it. That dice game with the quarters.
Sure.
All right.
Sounds good.
It's the
Sounds
Catholic
good.
Version of the dreidel.
This guy said, what kind of bacon-wrapped delicacies are served during Hanukkah? Really, sir? This for Ask a Jew? No, we don't eat that. Here's one. Question for Ask a Jew. Who is the front runner to replace Matt Nagy? That's technically a question you could ask anybody, but it does work here. I would say, I'm going to go ahead. It's a good question. I'm going to go ahead and say Byron Leftwich.
Okay.
Of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
From the 309, why do you wear such a tiny hat, and is there a tiny hat rack?
It's called a yarmulke. It's a fun fact. It's transliterated, which is like translated from the Hebrew as yarmulke, Y-A-R-M-U-L-K-E.
Dump them, Tanny. We don't know what that means. We have no clue what that means. It could be anything.
Is that some sort of signal out there for someone?
Yeah, trying to round them all up and send them on the attack.
They're coming. They're coming now. We're going to take over the radio station.
Paul Revere's out there on a horse.
We're gonna take over the media.
You already have.
I know. That was the bit. That's where I was
going.
Oh,
Mitch hates this, I bet.
Oh, it's possible. Here's one. Do you own a tiny hat? Yeah, I wore one last night. I have the one that I had for my bar mitzvah, as a matter of fact.
I just did that one. That's the 309 with the tiny hat.
Oh, yeah.
Hat rack.
What's the deal with the tiny hat? I said, what's that thing Jews put on the front door? You mean the thing on the door jamb? It's called a mezuzah. Again, that's my signal word.
God bless you.
Thank you. Mezuzah. And it's inside the mezuzah, which is on the door jamb, is a copy of a prayer. From the Torah, and every time you go in and out of the house, you're supposed to kiss your hand. And
it's like
touch
a Notre Dame sign.
Right, like play like a champion today.
It really is. I never thought about it. It's exactly what it is.
The more different we are, the more we're all just alike, right?
It's exactly what it is. It's the Notre Dame sign. Or what's that rock that they touch at Auburn or Alabama or something? I don't know.
Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, yeah. He's just standing there at the door, and everybody who walks by has
Wouldn't
to
you touch him.
Him
if he was just standing
oh,
there?
Damn right
God,
I would.
Imagine what that guy's arms feel like.
Oh, I want to know. Did you see him give a truck to that dude the other day, Dwayne Johnson?
I did. Why did he do that, though?
I don't know. I couldn't figure that out. I saw he gave the guy a truck.
Confirmed via text, Mitch does hate this.
See, I'm not going to read that one. I can't read that one, and I also won't read that one. Let's see. Not going to read that one. Other than Koufax, who's your favorite Jewish athlete? Oh, that's a good question.
Do you put up blue Christmas lights for Hanukkah?
Sometimes, yeah. I have Hanukkah decorations and Christmas decorations living in blissful harmony at my house right now. And the kid, he gets both, baby. He gets, you do a present every night. He's doing another present tonight. He's very excited. Got himself a Transformer last night. Grinder.
That's a pretty good present.
What, a Transformer?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a real deal. That's a real deal present. That's like a $57 present.
And they get better or worse as the nights go on.
They're supposed to start good, get really bad in the middle.
I got
to
tell you, I'd change that game plan up a little
yeah,
bit.
But then it gets good again at the end. That's what we usually do. But yeah, you know, I was the youngest of five kids, meant there were seven people in the house for eight nights of Hanukkah. I received and had to give 48 presents as a child. So literally it got to the point where like, all right, here's a piece of Hubba Bubba to my sister one night. Like, here you go. I got you a piece of Hubba Bubba.
At what point did you tell Reuben that the Jewish version of the Tooth Fairy wasn't real?
I didn't. He's still, it's only the listeners that I shared that with. Reuben still totally thinks it's a thing.
Oh,
but
no.
Your callback is forcing me to reveal it again. Good job.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He's exactly right. Big, big night for the Bulls and the Big Three. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. And you'll hear from the people involved coming up next on 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.